I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. NATO's Secretary General Monday confirmed North Korean soldiers have been deployed to fight for Russia in its war with Ukraine. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
North Korean soldiers deployed to fight on the Russian side in Kursk, a region seized by Ukraine. NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte confirming this after evidence has been mounting.
The deployment of North Korean troops represents, one, a significant escalation in the DPRK's ongoing involvement in Russia's illegal war.
He calls it another breach of UN Security Council resolutions and a dangerous expansion of Russia's war.
The deepening military cooperation between Russia and North Korea is a threat to both the Indo-Pacific and Euro-Atlantic security.
Meanwhile, Moscow says Russian troops have captured the Donetsk village of Sukrin. I'm Julie Walker.
Egypt, one of the key mediators in the effort to reach a peace deal in Gaza, has proposed a two-day ceasefire. More now from AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Egypt's president has announced his country has proposed a two-day ceasefire in Gaza, during which four hostages held in the enclave would be freed. There was no immediate response from Israel or Hamas, as the latest talks were expected in Qatar, another key mediator. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi said the proposal includes the release of some Palestinian prisoners and the delivery of humanitarian aid to besieged Gaza. Al-Sisi said the proposal is an attempt to move the situation forward, adding that negotiations would continue to make the ceasefire permanent. I'm Karen Chamas.
Lebanon's health ministry reported Israeli airstrikes on the southern port city of Tyre Monday left seven dead and destroyed several buildings. This is VOA News. The political opposition in the Eastern European country of Georgia has announced a major rally for Monday, urging followers to take to the streets to contest what they called a fraudulent election that handed victory to the ruling pro-Russian Georgian Dream Party. Preliminary official results, with 99% of precincts reporting, show the ruling Georgian Dream Party leading with 53.9% of the vote. Georgian President, opposition leader Salome Zurabishvili, called the elections totally falsified and a Russian special operation. In an interview with the Associated Press Monday, she accused the ruling party of using Russian methodology in carrying out what she called a very well-organized, very sophisticated type of fraud. She called on Western nations to support opposition protests against the election results.
We need to have a firm support of our European partners, of our American partners, to the part of Georgia that is European, that is the Georgian population. The Georgian government is not European, is not pro-European. It is today working hand-in-hand with Russia.
Japan's longtime ruling party suffered its worst election performance in 15 years Sunday, casting doubt on the makeup of the next government and who will lead it. More now from VOA's Bill Gallo, reporting from Seoul, South Korea.
Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba hoped Sunday's election would strengthen his leadership. Instead, his coalition fell far short of a majority, weakening his position. Many voters were angry over a political funding scandal and the rising cost of living. To stay in power, the ruling LDP must now search for smaller partners. It won't be easy. Many opposition parties have already ruled out a coalition that could force the LDP into a fragile minority government. Even if he survives, Ishiba will be weakened. Most analysts predict the LDP will be able to form a government in the next 30 days, as required by law. But with another key election in July, much more could be at stake for the party that's dominated Japanese politics for decades. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul, South Korea.
The government of Chad is preparing a military response after a deadly attack on a military base in the nation's west. Associated Press correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The president of Chad says at least 40 soldiers were killed in an attack on a military base in Bakaram in the western lake region near the border with Nigeria. The president visited the base and announced the launch of a military operation to track the assailants. Chad has long suffered political turmoil and insurgency and has blamed previous attacks on the Boko Haram group. Chad is a former French colony that is majority Muslim but has a large Christian population. President Mohamed Idriss Deby was elected in May after running the country as interim president under military rule. His father ruled the country for three decades until he was killed fighting rebels in 2021. I'm Jennifer King.
That wraps up this news update, but the world and the news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.